crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We find out later this morning what unemployment was up to last month.
A survey of economists predicting the U.S. will likely gain more than 176,000 jobs in January, which would be far fewer than December's 216,000, another number that could be revised lower. If that economic forecast is right, the unemployment rate could rise slightly from 3.7 to 3.8%. The Labor Department releasing January's jobs numbers later this morning.
ABC's Andy Field. No specific numbers, but authorities in Clearwater, Florida say several people were killed when a single-engine airplane crashed into a mobile home park. The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration to investigate. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer announced the text of the border policy reform bill will be released no later than the end of the upcoming weekend. He's setting up a vote for next week. This is ABC News. It's Black History Month, and the nation's oldest black college newspaper is marking its centennial.
It's a special weekend on the campus of the historically black Howard University, the school's campus newspaper, The Hilltop, marking 100 years of publishing. There'll be a weekend of commemorative events, including a black tie gala at the National Press Club that will unite staffers past and present. Delivering the keynote address, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Isabel Wilkerson. Current Hilltop editor-in-chief Jasper Smith, a senior journalism major from Phoenix, Arizona, says Hilltop history is black history.
And being able to tell those stories that matter, that's something that we're still doing today.
Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A group of 30 teachers and staff at Jones Middle School in the Cincinnati suburb of Florence, Kentucky, claimed the $1 million winning Powerball ticket from this past Saturday. The Jones 30, as they call themselves, have been playing the same Powerball numbers since 2019 when they drew them out of a hat. After taxes, each will get about $24,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Republicans on the state legislature are once again trying to reduce the power of the line item veto of the governor. That's after Democratic Governor Tony Evers used the partial veto to create more school funding in the state budget than Republicans had intended. Republicans want to get rid of the ability for the governor to create any new taxes or fees, and they're hoping to do that through the constitutional amendment process, which the governor cannot veto. Meanwhile, a package of bipartisan legislation signed into law by the governor will increase access to dental health care and grow Wisconsin's workforce in dental health. State Senator Mary Felskowski says Wisconsin will now recognize hygienist accreditations from other states. The package creates guidelines for distributing $20 million in state aid to technical colleges to increase dental training and to get more hygienists to places that need them in Wisconsin. Most of the state's counties are designated as professional shortage areas. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stop. Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus 2 batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt 4 parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 42 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 45. Then on Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high right around 48. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. She's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend if you ever come back to see her again. Don't ask her on a straight to night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Teller down at the bank, just another checking account. To the plumber that came today, you're just another house. At the airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop. You're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. Another girl.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I woke up one morning with a note up on my chest. It said I'm gone for good. You're no longer the best. Never dreamed I'd ever be. Me for you, so I just went crazy.
There was nothing left to do. Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vern Gosden, I'm still crazy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning from the Corn Soybean Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures across the region in the upper 20s this morning and looking for 40s once again today. Our ag weather forecast is this hour. We talk with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing from the Corn Soy Expo coming up this hour in our newsmaker segment as well. We make the mad dash back from Wisconsin Dells later this afternoon, and we will be back at Durand, Arkansas High School tonight for the upcoming boys basketball game. Durand, Arkansas taking on Plum City Elmwood. We'll have that game for you here on WRDN. The Advent Health Panther preview will be at 7, tip-off at 7:15. So we'll have that for you tonight. We'll also have it on our streaming video service, NTEC Channel 99 in the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel, too. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be encapsulation. This is a technology that many dairy farmers are actually experiencing but may not be aware of it at this point. Most of this information was presented by Dr. Clay Zimmerman from Balchem Corporation, and basically looked at taking products that are degraded in the rumen and encapsulating them usually in a layer of lipid material. And depending on the type of lipid material depends on how it's released in the rumen and in the small intestine. That lipid material, of course, is a pretty much controlled by the company that developed them at this point. The key is, with these lipid materials, it has to be such things as stability in mixing in the TMR, the release of the product in the small intestine, but protected in the rumen. That becomes a pH sensitive, or in some cases, the type of fat we're using as well. You can look at a very multiple layered matrix product that you'll spray on as well. And of course, the amount of product that's in being encapsulated will vary. For example, in the finding products on the market, can go from 15 to 85% of the product before you start encapsulation. So farmers may not be aware of that, or our listeners. We are currently having such things as rumen protected choline, and that's because 98% of it is destroyed by the rumen microbes. Rumen-protected niacin, 94% will be destroyed if we don't protect it. If we take lysine that we feed to chickens and pigs, if we don't protect that, 93% will be destroyed by the rumen microbes, 87% of the methionine. And we also have B vitamins, such as biotin and other B vitamins that are being rumen-protected as well to try to get more biological product to the bloodstream and to the target tissues as far as that goes. When we look at encapsulating bill, we're looking, as we said, rumen stability. In other words, we want to make sure most of that gets through. A lot of the good products will be 80 to 90%, meaning that they bypass degradation in the rumen. Next, of course, is will it release in the small intestine? And again, a lot of these products will be around 70 to 80% available in the small intestine. So if you multiply those two together, for example, 90% stable in the rumen, 80% released in the small intestine, that means about 70 to 75% of the product becomes available to be absorbed into the bloodstream and reach the target tissue. Of course, besides looking at that, we mentioned earlier stability of the feed and the feeding program, such as shearing, as when we're mixing feeds and pelleting. Number two, the moisture of the feed would make a difference. And, of course, in some cases, the stability will be impacted by trace minerals that might be in the mixture as well. And, of course, Bill, the final question is, does it really work on the dairy farm as well? When we look at these encapsulation products, these companies usually look at three systems. One is in vitro, which means they take their product, put it in a test tube, take a rumen fluid from a donor cow, and determine how well it survives. We also can take and put them in situ, which means in bags. We put the bags in the rumen of the animal and then measure such things as clearance rates. And then, of course, in vivo, which simply means we feed it right to the cow and we measure the responses, primarily looking at plasma levels and sometimes cow responses as well. We also want to be sure that the product is competitively priced and needed by the cow, and our rumen models do an excellent job on that as well. So our take-home messages include, number one, rumen stability. Number two, nutrient availability in the small intestine. How well does the product perform when it's being mixed into feeding rations? And then finally, of course, the biological performance of the cows. And farmers and listeners, you'll get that information from companies that are producing these products. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. And speaking of feed, USDA Radio's Gary Crawford has the latest USDA agricultural prices report.
Prices in December took a holiday, with almost every crop and livestock product bringing producers less money than in December of 2022. The USDA's price received index for December, ending the year 18% below December a year earlier. A quick look at a few commodities. Corn averaging $4.80 a bushel. That was down $1.78 from December of 22. Wheat, December prices averaging $6.79. That was $2.18 less than the year before. Soybean prices $13.10 a bushel, $1.30 below a year earlier. It was the same basic story for livestock prices, except for beef cattle and broilers, both of those commodities fetching higher prices in December of 23 than in December of 22. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
We've been talking a lot about the federal milk marketing order update that's been going on with the hearing in Indiana that is wrapped up. And we'll get an update from Lee Mielke on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for nonstop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their wear-anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except the stuffy nose.
Mommy?
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down, over the water, everything gets hotter.
nice and breezy. Been sleeping off the night before, 'cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo, double-digit gains in milk markets yesterday at the Mercantile Exchange. March milk up 63 to 1754, April up 57 to 1777, May up 40 to 1803, June up 29 to 1820. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 2 to 154. 40-pound blocks up 1 and 3 quarters to 166 and 3 quarters. 2 trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2 to 274 and a half, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 123. No trades. Dry whey up 3 and a quarter to 50 and a quarter. And no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets with triple-digit gains yesterday as supportive news from Wednesday's cattle inventory report showing the big drop in beef supply helping to support the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly lower as the trade decided to take some profits after the surge in prices recently. They also were selling hogs to buy the cattle. February live cattle up 240 to 179.75. March feeder cattle up 472 to 244.87. February hogs down 55 cents to 75.80. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly lower on the day. Some positive weather in Brazil and also a disappointing export inspections report pressuring prices. Soybeans also mostly lower due to that disappointing export inspections report along with that Brazil weather. Meanwhile, wheat markets, though, they closed mostly higher. Some short covering kicking in late in the session, even though the export inspections report was viewed as somewhat disappointing. New crop corn down 1 to 479. New crop beans down 14 and a quarter to 1185 and a half. Chicago wheat march up 6 and a quarter to 601 and a half. Minneapolis wheat march up 3 and 3 quarters to 696. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osteoplastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osteoplastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osteoplastics and Supply.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at $3.80, March $3.83, April $3.84, new crop at $4.24, cash beans $11.13, March $11.18, April $11.24, new crop $11.01. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.02 and a quarter, March $4.05 and a quarter, April $4.14 and a quarter, new crop $4.24. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.12, March $4.09, April $4.22, new crop $4.19. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn at $3.89, March $3.92, new crop $4.24. Cash beans $11.23, March $11.26, new crop $11.10. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.92, new crop $4.24. Cash beans $11.18, new crop at 11 even. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $4.22, April $4.31, May $4.34, new crop at $4.29. Cash beans $11.54, April $11.84, May $11.86, new crop $11.30. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.90, new crop $4.24, cash beans $11.28, new crop $11.10. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 148 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 156, market cows 70 to 111, bulls 98 to 116, calves 140 to 750, beef steers 185 to 312, Holstein steers 109 to 255. Sheep markets: market lambs 197 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets: does 110 and down, bucks 120 and down. Milwaukee Stockyards, finished beef steers 167 to 176.50. Finished beef heifers 167 to 175. Finished dairy steers 145 to 154. Market cows 80 to 95. Market bulls 86 to 121.50. Hog markets, market hogs at 34 to 54. Light sows 29.50 to 33. Heavy sows 34.50 to 33.50. And boars were at 15 to 20.25. That is a check of markets. Reporting from the Corn Soybean Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're an employer looking to hire, here's some great news. ZipRecruiter lets you post jobs for free before you commit. Head over to ZipRecruiter.com/Bob to try it out. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com. com/Bob. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B-O-B. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Hurting more and more these days.
temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone, 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 gone.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. And we are from the Corn Soybean Expo. Thank you to our sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Hennepin Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. And I'm with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing. We're going to talk a little bit about markets this morning. And Brian, well, thank you for joining us. Well, when we first when we did this interview, it was on February 1st, but corn and beans have just been like, meh.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to describe it. That's what happens when you have a bigger supply year and you've got low prices and the, you know, let's call it the money flow, continues to sell rallies. We haven't seen any change in that. There's not enough weather in the southern hemisphere to capture the spirit of buyers to jump in and aggressively purchase. So you end up with a year like this where the market has to chew through supply. So end users buy only as needed. Farmers got a lot to sell. The end user knows it. So they're not going to chase the market right now. And that's the way it's been. We're drifting downward. That'll change. You think about it this way. We went into a harvest and had a better yield than expected, more supply. Farmers didn't have as much sold. And therefore, the market needs to just get through inventory. All of the uncertainty lies ahead. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if we're trying to carve out a bottom. We just haven't seen the trigger point yet.
Will spring planting and trying to buy acres play any factor into this, or is the supply being so large and the demand really not there, especially on the export markets, nullify that?
Right. So let's take a look at all the variables that you might kind of grab onto to think about how this could look. So demand is there, but it's in a different form. It's not buy ahead. Therefore, exports remain, and most weeks, average or disappointing. But again, that's a function of ample supplies, at least perceived. So you've got that going. The other thing is you've got a dollar that's moved higher. That's not a good scenario when you've got an extra supply. And Brazil, their basis levels have tumbled the last week in beans. Bean prices are down sharply today. So when you step back and kind of look at the big picture, the world's not swimming in supply, but it's got adequate supply. And the ability for the Northern Hemisphere to kind of pull crops out of a really tough situation last year leaves kind of the mindset from traders that weather isn't as big a factor as it used to be anymore, that genetics and tillage practices, I don't know if I'd fall quite into that trap, but I would argue that when the crop yields better than people anticipate, in some cases shockingly better, it's going to get tough to talk a weather scenario.
And so that without that weather scenario, I mean, do you think there'll be a, geez, we need more soybean acres or more corn? I mean, do you even think that there's going to be any type of play for that?
Yeah, good question. I didn't really answer your last question right on that quote, fight for acres. So right now, if you look at where the price of November beans is divided by December corn price, it's 2.5. So that would tell us we're going to switch some acres to beans. But remember, last year we switched 4 million acres out of beans. So there should be a natural progression back into beans and get farmers get more into the rotational period. But I don't think there's a battle this year for acres. If it's almost the opposite. It's who can shed acres, because you've got more than ample corn supply at over 2.1 carryout. Beans a little bit tighter, just under 300 million bushels, and a little more finicky crop perhaps in the southern hemisphere with beans on yield than corn has proven the last couple of years. But here's the good news. We're entering a window of time right now where all of the uncertainty, or almost all the uncertainty with producing crops, lies yet ahead. So I mentioned we got to get through big inventories. You chew through those. Now the weather in South America really starts to matter, especially for the safrina corn, and then weather here in the U.S. Whether we swing a million or 2 acres one way or another, I don't think that's going to have a lot of bearing on price direction this year.
Talking with Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. Okay, let's just let's change to the livestock sector, the cattle markets. We had that cattle inventory report continues to show a drop in cattle inventory. Good for beef producers, but I submit this is good for dairy producers because of the beef on dairy and lower cattle numbers, I would hope, means lower milk cow numbers, and that should lead to potentially lower milk production.
So good comment on the inventory report. There was one number on the inventory report, though, that was the same as last year. Actually, there are two numbers. One was dairy heifers, 100% of last year, or dairy cows, excuse me, and then bull calves, beef bull calves, same as last year. Otherwise, all of their numbers were smaller. So in theory, if you look at the dairy industry and see that the shift over the last several years has been to more dairy beef production, yes, that's good for dairy producers. But does it take cows out of the production cycle to get that kind of reduced herd to push prices higher? That's the million-dollar question. And so you're still dealing with an industry that continues to consolidate. You see smaller farmers moving more to the wayside. That's just the nature of it right now. And so the number of cows isn't changing a whole lot. So maybe a dairy producer can grab a better margin out of a beef calf. But to get milk prices back swinging higher and get some trend to the upside, you need one of two things. You either need demand to cycle in a bigger way than it has been, or the market has to actually see or at least perceive that the cow numbers are taking an appreciable drop. And I'm not talking 10 or 20,000 cows from report to report. I'm talking an appreciable drop of 1% or 2%. That we haven't seen on the cow side.
So pretty much those milk markets are going to kind of be like grains. Meh.
Yeah, and what the headwinds they're facing, again, the dollar, China economy, consumer debt here at home, looking at some recent economic numbers here. Boy, report out today, less than 40% of Americans have $1,000 on hand or in the bank. Things are kind of tight, and, there's just not a lot of extra money to chase a lot of high-priced food value. And that's, food inflation is still here, unfortunately. So it's hard to perceive we're going to see a big surge in demand. Now, over time, food prices do come down if the supply is adequate. We've got adequate supply of cheese and milk. We just haven't seen where the consumers come in and kind of scooped it up. We were really disappointed this fall and early winter that the cheese market just was sluggish day after day, and you were waiting for those big purchases to come in, and they didn't. Now, we've seen some lately, and we started looking at the cheese components, and whether it's mozzarella or cheddar, starting to see some things there that maybe we're moving some into the pipeline, and we've had some volatility in the market, but I don't think we've changed the trend yet. It's too hard to argue that, and we've seen this all the way down the last several months. We get a few days where the market percolates, we kind of get a little more confident, and then the sellers come right back in.
Meanwhile, with the hog markets, you know, they've been kind of having a lot of volatility. They've been so low all fall. It's just terrible. We've seen some of the rally now. This cattle inventory report, is that going to get the big money to say, oh, we're done with the hogs for a while, let's get into the cattle because of that lower inventory report? Or have we finally seen a bottom in hogs?
Yeah, we've got a lot of movement here. So here's the problem with hogs from a producer's perspective. They haven't made any money at it. They've been losing money. You look at the Iowa, there's some reports, you show like the Iowa profits. They've been non-profit for 8, 10, 12 months. Too much inventory. Then you got China. Now, here's kind of the good story. China is liquidating some of its hog herd. China has stimulus packages in place. So if their economy starts to pick up, and I think that's what the market's been betting on, Brian, because when you look at those deferred months in hogs, they have held together really well. So that's a blessing, and it's a detriment. The blessing is you can hedge out further. The detriment, the hog producer looks out there, and it's not creating an incentive for the hog herd to reduce fast enough to really turn this into a bull market. And you see the same thing in the dairy. You've got those deferred months high. Cattle prices are high. The problem with cattle, it takes 2 to 3 years to really build the herd. So that is a tight supply scenario. Boy, I can't underscore this inventory report. Again, put its stamp on what happens when you have droughty conditions in cattle country with high input costs. The herd contracts. It's at 50-year lows.
Wow. If producers want to maybe chat more with you about strategies and that sort of thing, how can they do that?
Well, we'd love them. Just give us a call, 800-334-9779. There's a couple of Brians. I'm Brian with a Y. Or if you want to shoot me an email, brianwithay@totalfarmmarketing.com.
Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dry weather is expected through Wednesday of next week in our ag weather forecast. Now, precipitation chances will eventually return by the end of next week with a possible rain to snow scenario. Highs will be in the 40s through the weekend, with 50s becoming common again next week, with near record highs expected Tuesday through Thursday. Now, despite the unseasonably mild temperature, the air masses don't look to get exceedingly dry, however. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 36 to 41. Relative humidities at 60 to 65%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 23 to 28. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 41 to 46, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Monday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Tuesday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 50 to 55. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs once again 50 to 55. And for Thursday, cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
May be frozen, but the ice can help you with upkeep. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sand spread over the ice will drop in after the spring thaw, taming vegetation as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Looking for a way to tame the vegetation and mud on the bottom of your pond, take advantage of the ice deck and spread a 2 to 4 inch layer of sand on top. It'll fall in when the ice thaws. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says make sure the ice is thick enough to support the vehicle hauling sand.
You'd go around and spread the sand out on the ice, and then in the spring it's going to drop down and go where you want it to go. So it kind of works like a mulch to mulch out vegetation on the bottom of the pond. But depending on what